Hi, everyone. I wrote this poem about my most recent journey with the Lord, and I'd like to preface it just with two verses, and the first is Acts chapter 2, verse 24. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. And the second verse is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And this poem is called Held. For the past few months, I must admit that the Lord has been dealing with me. He told me that he has risen and that I have been set free. He said he's pleased to give me the kingdom and for me to take up my mat and walk. But I couldn't seem to move forward because in chains I've been locked. Locked in the chains of guilt and shame and regret from past mistakes. Trapped in my own prison cell and buried under its heavy weight. So I prayed and said, Lord, how can I get out of this? Because I feel so bad. Knowing that my life could have been different if I had done all those things that you asked, and if I didn't let fear get the best of me, and if I wasn't always trying to be perfect, and when I think about the time that I wasted, I wonder if life then was even worth it. And it's been tough to write this poem because everything's so real when you try to talk to God about how you really feel and nothing is concealed. Sometimes it seemed like he wasn't listening and I felt like God was quiet. But then one day he said, you're free. And I said, what? I don't buy it. He said, step out of your grave. How, Lord? I'm stuck here. He said, the door is already open. Okay, but Lord, I have so many fears. I don't deserve or feel worthy enough to take this freedom that you want to give. I've just been stuck in shame for so long, I don't really know how else to live. He said, do you remember Adam and Eve and how I gave them every tree? All of them were good to eat, except for one. That's what I meant when I said, I'm pleased to give you the kingdom. But Lord, that's a lot. Are you sure that's all for me? What if I mess up or can't find your will for me? He said, if you mess up, make a wrong turn, or make any mistakes, know that I meant what I said in Romans 8, verse 28. That I work all things for your good, for my purpose and my glory. These things are just a chapter in your own unique life story. Your testimony can help someone to make a different choice. Don't be ashamed of what you've done or been through, but share it. Use your voice. And anything you've lost, my child, I will restore. And anything that I have for you and only you is really, truly yours. The only thing you need to do now is walk outside that open prison door. So, I finally stepped out of shame, guilt, regret, and all the darkness I was in, left the grave behind, no longer bound by the heavy weight or chains of sin. But as soon as I started to walk and everything seemed fine, I started to hear whispers of the enemy's vicious lies. They said, "Who are you supposed to be? Do you remember what you did? You're not a new creation. You're still just a little kid. The grave is where you deserve to be because of all your sin. And I can't believe that Jesus would ever welcome someone like you in." These were real, and they hurt. So I prayed and told Jesus about the enemy's lies. And sweetly, the Lord told me, "Dear child, look at the sunrise. May the daily rising of the sun serve as a reminder that I'm the risen one, that through my resurrection, I've conquered the enemy and death. It had no power to hold me and couldn't keep me in its darkest depths. Just as the morning sun can never be held back by the night, the enemy's lies have forever been broken by the presence of my life and light. So when it looks like you can't move forward, or like you could never go on, remember that the sun always rises at dawn." So after going through this journey, I see the sunrise in a whole new light. Nothing can hold me back from living because I have the power of Christ. Not shame, not sin, not fear, guilt, or regret. Its strength has already been broken. It's completely powerless. Now that I'm free, I'm confident that next God has great plans. And wherever he may lead me, I'm only held safely by his hands. Thank you.